Hi everyone, Sane Main here. This video is brought to you by a donation from Andrew. He wants me to cover an old Reddit post called, "I'm 23 years old working a dead-end job for less than living wage. My only friends are old people and I smoke a disturbing amount of weed to escape. Self-loathing is lonely, come join the party." And someone named Decachin5 posted a comment roasting her and she wasn't all too happy and had him banned from Reddit for 90 days. I'll read what he has to say, but it's quite long. So before I do, let me first tell everyone about today's sponsor, Chris Whalen. He's a U.S. business tax expert serving clients in North America and abroad. The first consultation is always free, just like men going their own way. He's also a fellow MGTOW and will keep your pills red, but brings your books back to black. Reach out to Chris Whalen, CPA, today for all your personal and business accounting needs, before taking care of your sexual needs. Sponsor link is down below. Anyways, now back to the 23-year-old woman saying that she wants to be insulted, but is fishing for compliments, Clown World show. Normally I don't show pictures, but I thought, what the heck? Considering this post is banned and I'm not worried about being thrown off of Reddit. Here's what Decachin has to say. "Lady, I know you're good looking. I'm sure men are all trying to smash you, and will be until you get a bit older and your looks fade. Your lips are a huge asset, major DSL. And I'm sure you get complimented constantly on your lips and your eyes. You did everything in your power to show off in this picture. So you gave people nothing to work with and you know it. You carefully tailored this to post it to be as unroastable as possible. Then to make it seem like it's not what you were doing, you wrote a little title saying, 'You don't make money and you smoke a lot of weed. But pretty girls don't need to have careers, unlike with men. It would be trivial for you to get a reasonably attractive man who made $100,000 a year to marry you and impregnate you, at which point the fact that you have no career becomes meaningless. The true roast here is that you have no value apart from your looks, specifically your lips, eyes, hair, and face in general. Your body is almost certainly nothing special other than the fact that you're not fat, or else you would have worn something fitted to show it off. So you're concave and probably don't have a booty, just a skinny chick with a mech body and a really boinkable face. It's pretty common for girls like you to drive aimlessly through life with no real goals or ambitions, because your life is already in easy mode, and you have no fear of ending up in a bad place. You mentioned that you're super poor, yet you'd smoke tons of weed. But weed is expensive. You're obviously not paying for it. You're getting it for free one way or another because of that face. You'll spend your 20s wasting the best years of your life in that dead-end job, smoking weed all day. You'll date lots of Chad guys that'll boink your face for a while and get lots of fond memories of it, but who will ultimately get bored of nutting in and out of you and move on to a more fulfilling relationship with a better long-term girlfriend. You'll ride the rooster roller coaster in this way and waste your 20s on dead-end relationships like your dead-end job. In your late 20s and mid-30s sometime, you'll panic and finally know fear. Fear of being alone and failing in life. So you'll do all the other many things many pretty girls do at the age once they realize that they won't be pretty forever. You'll settle. You'll find a guy that makes money who is good enough to stand being around, and you'll convince yourself you really love him and lie to yourself that you're not settling, even though that's exactly what you're doing. So you'll get married and maybe become pregnant in order to assuage your fears of aging alone and poor. But then once your fears are gone, you'll realize that settling sucks, and you'll get bored. How you deal with that boredom will define your life. Do you just smoke weed for the next 50 years? It could work. Do you cheat? Lots of drama may backfire, or might get you an upgrade to a guy that looks better on paper and stimulates you more. You will probably suck husband number one dry financially, as if you cared. Do you throw yourself into spending your husband's money on things like luxuries and travel? This is the safest choice and the most popular one of all. Will it be all of the above? It's choose your own adventure, except this is really the only significant choice you'll be making in your life. It's not a life that I'd want, either as you or as your male partner. But then again, I don't want to waste my life smoking weed and living on my looks. I understand that we only live once, for a relatively short time, and then we die and are gone forever. So I place a bit more value on my life than you do." Unquote. Thank you, Andrew, for the donation and for sharing this story and roast from Decachin5. If a woman roasted a man like this, she would call it tough love advice, and she wouldn't be banned for it. If it hurt his feelings, he would just be told to man up. That's male privilege for you. Decachin5 is telling her all the things she needs to avoid to not end up as a pet shop statistic with 10 cats. Instead of banning him or forcing Reddit to suspend him, she should have sat down and seriously thought about everything he said. Maybe she did and it triggered her so she didn't want to think about it anymore. So she just blocked it out of her mind like it doesn't exist. Except for the rage that she felt because she was fishing for a compliment and instead got criticism. She needed a little pick-me-up and instead he dug her deeper into her emotional hole. So she put his Reddit account in one. Women are short-term thinkers, and whenever I've laid out long-term consequences to their actions, they have a painful brain freeze like they sucked on the icy schwing-schwang of Mr. Freeze. Deca-chan says that she will convince herself that she loves him, but I don't see that at all. She'll actually know that she doesn't love him. For women, the bigger trick is to convince him that she actually loves him. That's the more important move for a woman. For a woman, there's no security to be found in loving a man. She gains security by having him love her. But I do believe that she's going to lie to herself that she's not settling. That's women's cognitive dissonance for you in action. She'll try to convince herself and others that he's a great catch. Her first response reading Deca-chan 5's comments was probably, "Who hurt you?" Or perhaps she called him an incel because he said she would be with tons of chats. I don't think that Deca-chan was out to get her specifically. I think he used Reddit as a platform to roast female nature itself. To be critical of women that seek out men with a $100,000 a year career, giving it to their rear. She thought she would get roasted for her appearance, but that's impossible for the most part. Instead, she got roasted for her future behavior that she probably isn't even aware of yet. I think her goal was to get good attention because, after all, we're in an attention-based economy. Thus, it's getting harder and harder for women to get their narcissistic fix. This woman clearly put a lot of effort into her makeup and hair. She could have also been fishing for sympathy from simps, so they send her money for weed. It's also not necessarily that she's paying for her own Mary Jane in cash. Maybe she's putting her lips and hips to good use. But why get pissed off at the guy besides his sexual comments? I think because he's revealing women's playbook in life, and he has to be punished for it. He's pointing out just how simple most women's lives are once you lay down 20 or 30 years of their lives in a couple of paragraphs. It's a case of cookie-cutter cooch. It's all about replicating the same behavior based on instincts instead of people thinking for themselves. So much of why we are exploited in this world, both men and women, comes down to our desires for attention, sex, love, belonging, safety, and security. Women tend to exploit us for attention, our love, as well as the safety and security that we provide. We exploit them for sex, belonging, and reproduction. But big tech and government can easily replace all of those things that we give to women these days. But big tech has yet to find solutions for us men. Women seem to have options, and one day we'll get those options too. Women like this one don't understand that other women have lived through their 20s before. For whatever reason, everyone seems to think that they're going through life. It's like the first time anyone has ever lived before. This woman has had half a dozen future existential crises dropped on her by Deca-chan, and I don't know if he did it intentionally to freak her out and overwhelm her, because he was jealous that a woman like her is spending her time with other men, and thus it makes him jealous, or if he genuinely was practicing tough love. But it doesn't really matter because women tend to pick up more on the way you say things with the tone of your voice or words instead of what you're actually saying. It might be useful information, but if to them it sounds like an insult, they will punish you because women react to emotions. Their way of manipulating us is through our emotions. So when they see or hear one of us where our emotions towards them are negative, they instantly assume that it had to have been a woman before them that pissed you off. Hence the whole "who hurts you" phrase that they love using on us. This woman is probably also used to never hearing the word no, or let alone any other criticism, that it's easy to hurt her feelings, and have her overreact. She's young and still has plenty of room to fail in life, because she still has time. She should take Deca-chan's words as a warning as to what not to do in life. But I think he's just wasting his time telling her all of this. What's the point? He punished her, and then she punished him back by using cancel culture. He should have done what women do to losers. Just ignore them because putting them down might just lead to violence or a bad situation. As you get older as a man and you see women on the path to ruin, you just don't care anymore. You've seen such things so many times that you don't want to waste your breath anymore, because it's as useful as sword fighting a fart. Guys need to not only go their own way from relationships, but also go their own way from the need to criticize women to wake them up from their bad decisions. You can't raise a fully grown woman. Or if you're just doing it to piss her off, you're better off just going out and finding a hornet's nest and smashing it to the ground and standing there getting stung until you're dead. This guy attacking this girl is like someone knocking a hornet's nest down to the ground, hoping that fellatio falls out. This 23-year-old woman wants sympathy for being poor, attention for her good looks, and money from simps for weed. She's probably living with her parents and has plenty of money because she doesn't have to pay rent. She knows that she's not really giving enough information for anyone to insult her in a way that's serious or real. So it must have been shocking for her when this guy attacked her hypothetical future as opposed to anything tangible. He does make an interesting point that skinny women that are flat-chested with flat asses won't show off their body pictures the same way that fat women won't show off theirs. That they will compensate for their physical flaws and weaknesses and accentuate their strengths. I think that's what finally pissed her off enough to report Dekachin for bullying and harassment. There's not much else I can say. If there's one thing you can take away from this video is that you shouldn't criticize women. Just give them crickets because what they really want is the attention. The opposite of love is not hate, but it's indifference. Maybe that's something that Dekachin should be learning. Anyways, that's it for today. Thanks again to Andrew for the donation and topic. Don't forget to smash the like button, the way you'd probably get a chance to smash this 23-year-old pot smoker if you brought her a bag of weed. Bang the bell and check out the mystery link. Follow me on BitChute, Twitter, and Facebook to get tomorrow's video today. Subscribe to me on Minds, Odyssey, and MakeDown.TV to get the video for the day after tomorrow. This channel's been demonetized. And if you want to help me keep making content, then please support me through Subscribestar. There's a link to it in the description. Or you can do an hour-long coaching chat with the Sandman for $45 US. And it won't rush you out the door like a cheap whore. Thanks for taking your daily dose of red pills. And remember, a red pill a day keeps the women that are so desperate for attention and money that they're willing to pretend to be poor drug addicts to get those things from you away. So enjoy the rest of your day, and cheers.